We play what we want. We're on FM 95.1.
We are continuing with our series on Shoemaker, one step at a time. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today? All right?
Morning, Maurice. Yeah, very good. Thank you. And morning to all your listeners as well. Yeah. Had a great weekend. It's a beautiful day and looking forward to the rest of the week.
Yeah, we are approaching springtime and we're really looking forward to that. Right.
Yeah, all the flowers coming out.
Great. Just to recap quickly, if you would like to listen to any of the podcasts, you can go to our website. It is on the website, peronfm.co.za. Go to the podcasting, and there you'll find out Shoemaker, one step at a time. Dave, today we are talking about raising positive children in a negative world, right?
That's right, Maurice. Yeah, you know, it's a question that I'm often asked by parents is, how do you raise positive kids? How do you build confidence in your kids? And it's a good question. And normally the simple answer I give them, and I know it sounds simple and sounds contrite, but it really is powerful, is that in order to raise positive kids, you need to be a positive parent.
That's true.
That's essential. And the second thing, Maurice, is that you should never, ever give up on your kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what they're going through, what the challenges are that they're facing, etc., etc. Never, ever give up on your kids.
So, Dave, raising a positive children in a negative world, but if you are having a day-to-day job and you really need to make ends meet, number one, number two, your children start exploring the world and they are being influenced with the electronic devices in our hands every single month, you know, every single day, and then you start being approached by them and they want to play TV games, right? You know about that, hey?
Of course, yeah, it's very, very, you know, it's a very prevalent amongst teenagers and children today. Not just teenagers, but it starts at very early age.
Yeah.
But often, Maurice, the challenge is that so many parents don't spend time with their kids. You know, parents need to understand that love for a child is spelled T-I-M-E.
Mm-hmm.
And so often these parents load their children with these games, the cell phones, put them in front of the TV, give them video games to play, etc., etc. And I'm not saying that that shouldn't be the case, that you don't need to let them play these games or let them have a little bit of time to watch TV, etc., etc. But you need to manage that. And it's often used as an excuse to not have to spend time with them, rather than actually spending time with them, if you know what I'm getting at.
I do, and I really think that when we as adults, when we somehow don't know how to distance ourselves from me time, my own time, and the children's time, and there is a time that you have to sacrifice your me time to the kids' time.
Well, and that's a very good point, Marius. It's a very, very good point, and that's why I said, how much do you love your children?
Yeah.
Are you prepared to spend that time with your children? Because it's extremely important. You know, Maurice, children, as they grow up, go through three phases of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the first phase that they go through is what we call the age of regulation. It's about from birth to around about 7 years of age.
Yeah.
And that's the time when parents need to be inculcating into their children the values, the morals, the standards, the ethics, the manners, etc., etc. That builds the character in the child. And often you'll tend to find parents giving into their children at that time, during the age of regulation. You'll see these children rolling around on the floors in the shopping centers, etc., etc., because they're not getting something from their parents. And their parents give in to them. And then they get into an age of imitation, which is an age of 7 to about 12, just before teenage years. And there they watch what their parents do, and they start imitating their parents.
Mm.
So parents have to be very careful what they're doing in front of their children. And then third age is the age of inspiration, what we call the teenage years, the years that often parents dread. Because this is the age where children want to explore, they want to express themselves, they think they know more than their parents, etc., etc. Now the challenge, Marius, is that if I, as a parent, have not spent time regulating and teaching them the morals and values and sharing with them those important things during the age of regulation, when they reach the age of imitation, you're going to have a really challenging time. reining them in, if you know what I mean, helping them, disciplining them, spending time with them, wanting to listen to them, and then wanting to share with you. And because they don't think you want to hear from them, they go and share things with other people who might not have their best interests in heart. And there are many, many people, especially on the online services and things like that, that are open to vulnerable kids, that just prey on these vulnerable kids. And so it's really important that parents spend time with their children.
Speaking to Dave Boram, it is Shoemaker One Step at a Time, and that's what we do. We try and take one step at a time, and Dave is going to show us and guide us as to what we can do in order to raise our children in a negative world. Dave, when my kids were just born, the twins were born, and I was pretty worried as a parent, and at that time, I had to kind of come to grips with what I'm busy with. And these first 3 months from when they were born were really tough. I was trying to figure out, how am I going to do with this? You know, and I took myself back to my Army or my Air Force years, and you did some PT drill, and I thought, okay, wait. How did you cope with this PT drilling, you know? And eventually, after 3-4 months, I had to give in, noticing that it's a lifelong commitment. This is not just for 3 months or 4 months. This is for lifetime, you know? And it became easier after that.
Yeah, and there's such a good lesson in that, Marius. Well done. Such a good lesson in it, because parenting isn't just for a period of time. No. You know, my children now, my oldest is 38, and my youngest is 32. Yeah. And you know, we still parent. We're still there. We still need to be there for them, etc., etc. We have a very good relationship with our children, thank God. Yeah. And it's just, it's as you say, it's a lifelong experience. And it's something. And then you've got your grandchildren that come along, and that just changes your life completely as well, because, my grandchildren have just nailed me. They have absolutely nailed me. And we just love them to bits. And it's just so beautiful to be able to share and be with them and watch them grow up as well. So yes, very important. It is a lifelong commitment, if you like. It's like marriage. It's a lifelong commitment.
It's a lifelong commitment. So today we are going to be talking about how to raise children in a positive children in a negative world. And Dave, one of the incidents which I was confronted with when my son was about 6 or 7 was computer games, right? And you could literally see how his personality was changing, going into himself. And some of these games are very cleverly designed to capture your attention, and that's what the whole war is all about, is really to capture your attention. That's my take on it. And then what happened is, if you give me a minute, when he was playing these games, I realized that the game was actually mimicking real life situations, and which is not a bad thing. However, what happens is, to capture your attention, the game is designed to give you instant gratification. And that instant gratification caused you to kind of wanting to go to the next phase, whereas in real life, the phases really take sometimes years to get into those phases, and your gratification is sometimes never even in your own grasp, but takes years to get there. But with a computer game, with a mimic of life, you can take whatever game it is, and they're designed to capture, and then you get that instant gratification, which is that's what actually caught me, and I didn't know how to entertain my children after that.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a challenge, Marius, is that I think that we're going to be discussing gratification and instant gratification next week.
Yes.
But I think the challenge of that is that people don't understand, or children don't understand why it takes time, one step at a time, to achieve and to build things in life. It's a principle of faith. You know, you don't just go and pick apples off a tree. You have to plant the seed. You have to nurture that seed. You have to cut back the branches, etc., etc. And eventually you're able to pick a tree full of apples. But that's a process, and it takes time to do that. And that's a principle in life.
Yeah.
But because of this, not only the instant gratification, Marius, that comes through many of these games, but the violence, the absolute violence that's attributed to them. You'll find that violence is associated with nearly everything nowadays. And in most movies, you'll always see that the age control is about violence and language, violence and language, violence and language. And it's the same thing. It's that this violence, and that's why we sit with these big problems of mass shootings and so on and so forth, because children are being inculcated with this continuous violence in their lives, whether it be through the computer games, whether it be through the movies they're watching, whether it's the online processes, bullying, etc., etc. This type of thing is just all violent, and unfortunately, it's inculcated into the child. And that's why it's so important that parents spend time, that they know what their children are watching, that they know what their children are doing, that they know where their children are going, etc., etc. Not just to leave them to go. And I don't mean that you have to micromanage your child, but when you spend time with your child when they're young, you'll be find that even if they do go off the rails in their teenage years, they will come back.
Yeah.
Because they trust you. And even though you might not feel that, even though you might not experience that trust from the child, they will come back. And that's because they know that you are there. You are their strength. You are the person who's coached them and loved them and shared with them and been there for them, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important that we never, ever give up on our kids. Yeah. Never.
Dave, thank you very much. If you'd like to download this podcasting a little bit later on, please do that. You can visit our website, paranfm.co.za. Raising positive children in a negative world. Dave, how do we go about doing that?
Well, there are 5 steps that I want to share with the listeners, Marius. The first one is you need to find out what is affecting their confidence. In other words, pay attention to the things that they're doing, the hobbies they have, what they're watching, what their friends are all about, their sports, their clothing, all those sort of things. Watch what they're actually doing, because you'll be able to pick up a lot of things about that. If for example, clothing means a lot to them, let's say, and you putting them into clothes that really don't make them feel good, it can affect their confidence. So you need to make sure that you and even health issues, you know, like for example, somebody might be suffering from a health problem or something, and that can affect their confidence. So we need to be aware of these things and what affects their confidences, and then arm them with the step two is to arm them with the tools. In other words, buy the right clothes for them. Help them buy the clothes that they want and the clothes that are going to make them feel good, etc., etc. Or give them the products that will allow them to feel healthy and so on. So make sure that you're arming your children with the tools that make them feel good. Then also, number 3, Marius, is to help them to feel valued. As I've said, spend time. And I don't mean you have to spend all your time with your children. I'm not suggesting that. But when you spend time with them, make sure that you're not on your cell phone. Make sure that you're actually spending time with them. Because when you're on your cell phone, the message you're giving to your child is that this is more important to me than you are.
Yeah.
So make sure that you spend that valued time with them so that they feel valued. Number 4 is teach them positive self-talk. You remember, Marius, we've been speaking about these affirmations on quite a few occasions. So encourage them to be positive in their outlook. Point out their positive traits. Focus on those positive traits of theirs. Build them up continuously. And then number 5 is catch your children doing things right. Often we only speak to our kids when they're doing things wrong.
Yes.
And so if we're going to speak to our children only when they're doing things wrong, they're going to do more things wrong in order to get the type of attention that they're looking for.
Yes.
So make sure you're catching your kids doing things right and praise them for those things that they're doing right. That it needs to be genuine, but it must be catch your kids doing things right. Don't just look for the things that they're doing wrong.
Yeah, and then also if you really find whatever we've discussed now difficult, there's also yourself. I think you can just pray, can't you, Dave?
Of course, yes, of course, Maurice. But, you know, prayer also needs to be followed up with action.
Yes, yes.
And that's really important because it's the action that brings about the results. You know what I mean? Prayer is a process of faith, but we need to act, and action is also a process of faith.
So if I can just summarize, we're going to thank you, Dave Borem. If I can just summarize, we've discussed the age of regulation, that's the age up until 7, and the age of imitation, which is 7 to 12, around there, and then age of inspiration comes from 14, and you might be finding yourself in a very challenging situation when it comes to that particular age. If you would like to just again mention those 5 steps that we can do to build our children, Dave.
Certainly. First one is to find out what's affecting their confidences.
Yes.
In other words, are they worried about the clothing they're wearing? Are they worried about the kind of health issues that they might have, etc., etc.? Then arm them with the tools, like buy them the right clothes that will make them feel good. And it doesn't have to be expensive clothing, Marius. It just needs to be clothing that makes them feel good. Then number 3 is to make them feel valued. And as I said before, making them feel valued comes from being aware of them and what they're doing and spending time with them, etc. Number 4 is to teach them positive self-talk. Help them to focus on their positive traits and for you to focus on the positive traits as a parent. And number 5 is to catch them doing things right.
Fantastic. Dave, that is Dave Borem. Dave, and if you find it difficult, just be patient. And as you said, action, right?
Yeah, and never ever give up on your kids. Never ever give up on your kids. You know, I know that a lot of parents feel at times that they want to do that, but don't. Don't give up on your kids.
Yeah.
When you've been there for them and you help them and you love them, regardless of the issues they're going through, they will eventually come back.
There was a time when my son was really indulged into the gaming situation with the computer.
Yeah.
And all I said to my wife was, just give it a time. Eventually the wheel will turn. It will change. And it did change, you know?
Yeah, that will. It will. Especially, Marius, if you've been with your child and you've worked with your child during the age of regulation. And I know a lot of parents might think, but hang on, you know, Dave's talking here to families, and I'm not. I'm talking to single parents as well.
Yeah.
And I know, and it's just as important. It's not, you know, there's no difference in terms of that. The same principles apply. They really do. And so it's important for parents, whether they be married or whether they be single, to practice what I've just shared with you.
Thank you. That's Dave Borem. It's Shoemaker One Step at a Time. And if you'd like to get in contact with us and maybe ask a question or two today, if you can send us an email, Dave, to info@peronfm.co.za, or even just send us a WhatsApp and maybe we can get Dave to get in contact with you. Thank you very much, Dave. Next week, we might be covering instant gratification. We also have the question of what is success that we might fit into those two. Is that right?
Okay. Perfect.
Right. We'll speak to you next week.
Wonderful, Marius. Have a good week, and good week to all your listeners.
Yep, you too. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, bye. Marius. Bye. Bye-bye.
Peron FM. The music will find you. Visit peronfm.co.za.